Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it's that season in Pennsylvania. It's county fair season. I understand you got to spend a significant amount of time at the Potter County Fair this year. What went on?
Well, it was a great week at the Potter County Fair. I had the opportunity to visit with a lot of folks and talk about a lot of issues that are on people's mind, many issues of concern in rural Pennsylvania. I had the opportunity to pass out a variety of brochures and booklets about state programs and services, and just a great week to have the opportunity to talk with folks and to be able to answer their questions and discuss issues of importance.
And I know you often get out in your district to tour local businesses, especially those that have a lot of employees and are important to the local economy, and you just had a chance to do that this week. What local employer did you have the chance to visit?
Well, I always look forward to reaching out and touring and talking with company officials throughout the district that I represent, and recently had the opportunity to visit Allegheny Bradford Corporation in Lewis Run and take a tour of their operations and talk with company employees about what they do and how things are going with their manufacturing business. Allegheny Bradford employs more than 250 people locally. They manufacture processing equipment primarily for the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, and personal care industry. I want to thank Dan McCune, their president and CEO, for taking the time to talk with me and give me a tour of the company and really to discuss manufacturing in Pennsylvania. So there's really great work being done at their facility in Lewis Run.
You also just finished up a big event for seniors in your area, and you got a couple coming up. What's going on?
Well, we had a wonderful Senior Citizen Expo recently at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. Folks came out to gather information about programs that benefit senior citizens and their families. It's an opportunity for seniors and their families to speak face-to-face with a whole host of different government organizations, state, federal, and local agencies, all with the goal of providing valuable services to senior citizens. And if you weren't able to make the Bradford Senior Expo, we've got two additional events coming up. The next will be on Friday, September 14th at the Kane Community Center. And after that, we'll host our final event on Friday, October 12th at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So you can get more information on these events at my website at repcauser.com.
And of course, Pennsylvania has a lot of veterans, and you are having some outreach hours at your office for veterans who might need some information about services and benefits. What's going on here?
Well, I regularly host veteran service officers at my district offices to provide much-needed services for veterans throughout our area. Next week, a veteran service officer will be at my Kane office on Monday, August 6th from 1 to 4 p.m., and you can schedule an appointment by calling 837-0880. And then on Monday, August 13th, the veterans representative will be at my Bradford office from 1 to 4, and you can make an appointment to meet with her on that date by calling 362-4400.
And there's an important deadline coming up for a specific group of veterans in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
There's a very important deadline coming up for veterans who served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations, including Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm. And veterans are reminded that they have until August 31st to apply for the Persian Gulf Conflict Veterans Bonus. The bonus pays $75 per month for each month of active service during the covered period, up to a $525 maximum bonus payment. For more information about eligibility and how to apply, you can go to the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website at www.dmva.pa.gov.
And for folks in your area that might be interested in learning more about how to be an emergency medical technician, I understand there's a class coming up they might want to look into. What are some of the information they need to know?
Well, EMTs are desperately needed all throughout our region. Ambulance companies and fire companies are desperate for volunteers, and we have a critical shortage of EMS personnel. And there's a local class being offered, an emergency medical technician class, at the Eldred Township Volunteer Fire Department on Windfall Road in Eldred. The class is proposed to run from October 16th through March 26, 2019. The class is being held in conjunction with the Butler County Community College. And for more information, you can contact Aaron Atkins at the Eldred Township Volunteer Fire Company or call the Butler County Community College at 724-287-8711.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Martin Causer.